John F. Kennedy Library, President's Office Files. Presidential Recordings Collection. Tape 100, Reel 1. 16 minutes, 5 seconds of this tape have been excised for reasons of national security. The 6 excisions have been indicated. For additional information, see Recording Log Number 100.
Of inspection of my missiles considering my political situation and the unity and whatnot, for a guarantee, a security guarantee from the United States, because a security guarantee from the United States is not something that I'm seeking. And I don't like the idea of an umbrella from the Western powers. We've just gotten our independence. We've been under British rule all this time. And however you look on it, I'm sure that I accept the good intent of what the United States, but he said, we don't want to have anything in the nature of a protectorate here at this stage of my political life. And it would indicate that we're being umbrellaed by the West. And I'm not seeking a security guarantee. I am ready to tell the President if he writes to me to what my intents are. So I'm really trying to agree with you, Mr. President, that this is a rather awkward time to go to Israel. I think you'll just get the pressure right away for a security guarantee, which I think would be unfortunate at this time, please.
I returned to this question with the President when I saw him on Thursday before I left about intellectual security. Again, mentioned it, citing as he did with you, Mr. McCoy, the as out of the declaration of nuclear-free Africa, and urged him that he begin to consider specifically that on my return in September, I would hope to come back and have some more specific suggestions. Now, I don't know whether we'll get them, but I think this is something that could well be pushed. Now, I think it ought to be noted, Mr. President, yesterday in his July 23rd speech, which is the most public platform that he has listened to most carefully. He stated directly first that he had no plan, a hard military plan for liquidating Israel. And secondly, he did not intend to attack Israel. And I think this is quite significant. First, because it was combined with a speech in which Arab unity itself was repudiated, immediate Arab unity, and remembering that one of the propaganda lines of the Syrian Baath over the last year has been that in return for our wheat, not to sold out of Israel, he's opening himself by such a statement to a renewed and embittered attack because of what he said yesterday. And secondly, that he was willingly, publicly, in the face of the Arab world, make a public statement that has gone beyond anything he has thus far made. And I attribute this public statement directly to the first conversation. I think it's a direct follow-up.
We get that. See if we can get somebody to do something with it over here. It doesn't get published. But I think in view of the fact we've got the Congress, which is attempting to attack our efforts with Israel, with Egypt, if we can demonstrate that this goes further, maybe there's some use for somebody to write something about. What about what to make it meaningful in the case of both Israel and Egypt, we have to have some kind of inspection. We try to get a bilateral with the Israelis. Is there anything international? We're able to show that some collective form of inspection which the Egyptians are submitted to, which would make it much easier for us to not have to give a very major price for
Excision 1. 3 minutes, 41 seconds excised.
Well, Shane, if we could use this Moscow agreement that comes through and form a new and relate it to that rather than to relating it to the Israeli-Egypt complex, we'd be better off.
Excision 2. 2 minutes, 42 seconds excised.
What about that statement he made to you, Nasser, that he thought the Israelis were building a nuclear bomb he'd have to begin? Why haven't they ever made that public?
Why have he never made it public?
Why don't they seem to be more concerned about this prospect of the possibility they would have nuclear weapons in 16 months?
He was I think he rather took at face value the statements we made that we didn't have any evidence that they were doing anything wrong now. I would agree with that. That one was put to him. You put it to him very sharply. Suppose you do find out that they've got some nuclear weapons up there. He didn't hesitate one minute. Protective war. said, I've got another choice. He said, right away, I have to attack. But I can't afford to give them any superiority. I just don't trust them. The record is too bad. I'm embarrassed against that. This is something I can't endure. And whatever the result is, I'm going to attack.
Excision 3. 1 minute, 46 seconds excised.
I think our people feel that UAR wouldn't be able to mount a successful attack against Israel. Israel is militarily too strong. And after we're facing a real prospect of that fight, begin to look at what they have capabilities.
But he might knock out
tomorrow. Yeah, I don't think it's a matter of undertaking off-scale assault on Israel. We would judge it would be an air raid for the purpose of knocking out the Dimona reactor and then moving back and letting the UN apparatus come in and begin to unscramble it. Not the actual all-out attack, because I think that, at least in my conversations, other Nazis have been quite realistic about the effects of that and their inability to do it, both in terms of his own offensive capacity and its impact on the world. He has said on a number of occasions the Greek powers will not allow a war to be started with their own protection. I didn't take it to mean that
I
all out war.
I didn't take it to mean
no. But a productive strike against the reactor to knock it out and then to move back and let the UN
I'm confused by the word protective war.
Excision 4. 4 minutes, 44 seconds excised.
Well, now, on this matter, then, Mr. McCoy will not won't do anything for a while. We're waiting to hear. Our object would be to try to get this agreement, particularly right after we get this treaty. I suppose we ought to say the Israelis don't understand why any questions go longer about this. Without trying to bog him away from any security guarantee and see if we could get the Egyptians to accept the international. I don't know what the best way to proceed with them. For you or
why he goes back, I should say. Well, I'll be going back in mid-September. You can't do anything in August anyhow.
We're in a much better position if we're able to say to the Israelis or the others that the Israelis, they agreed, the Egyptians would agree, the Egyptians, the Israelis have agreed. To me, particularly as a purely pro forma, as I understand the case of Egypt. Actually, if they could accept the international, put us in a much stronger position than the Israelis.
I think about the mid or end of September would be the logical time. August is all African month in Egypt. There are five heads of state or senior cabinet officers visiting Egypt. President is often out of Alexandria, not much will be gotten done. Egypt itself, of course, is one of the five that set out the disarmament talks. I'm very proud of that fact. And I would hope that by the time this approach is made, we ourselves can do some constructive thinking along collective lines. I don't think it's enough simply to ask the Egyptians to come up. Not just concentrated in, I don't act, I react, and this is a truism that happens to be very largely true. And therefore, I think that in addition to stimulating whatever ideas they have, we ought to think seriously about any kind of collective suggestion that we might be able to make.
Egypt hasn't accepted that international inspection system. How many countries of Africa have and not?
I don't know.
India. How many countries with a reactor have to be denied that?
I think that the communist bloc. Now, how they did it, as far as thinking, I do not know. But
who were they against?
Egypt.
The Egyptians and the Indians joined the bloc in voting against mandatory IAEA controls at the end of conference.
I don't know how it was at the last meeting.
We have some work done in the government on what we could do to, following up this test ban, how we can work out an inspection system for those areas where it's not a real problem. Now it's time to try to get it up and follow it. We have to turn it
over to the ARC generally.
Fred, I suggest that on this offer of Mr. Nasser that he could respond to your inquiry. You hold that off until you see where we stand, because I think if you do contemplate a security guarantee to Israel to ask him to express himself, and then we turn around and give the security guarantee may be quite provocative.
Well, do we want to write a letter? Is there any use writing a letter or anything?
I would hold that off, I think, probably. Until we see a little further what kind of a deal we can make, I would keep that letter.
Of course, it's, he said, whatever he said yesterday, if he's willing to stay in a letter, to me, just what he said yesterday didn't get any attention, but if he's writing a letter, which he made available, he made public one way or another, which he said he wasn't going to attack Israel and all the whatever other reassuring things he could say, it seemed to me to be rather useful in this country at this time.
You might pick up those quotations in the letter to him when I go back and note them as having been made publicly. And then go on and address the letter particularly to this matter of nuclear inspection, which, if I'm so instructed, I will now take up with him and so forth. I'll have that be its main burden. And I agree with Mr. McCoy to seek a specific letter at this time with these assurances, and then later to come out with a security guarantee, this or a formal security guarantee, I think would be very bad.
I think you'd invite the Soviets to
respond. And what I think would be useful, though, for at least the first stage letter, would be a statement from him about inspection, accepting international inspection system as a following up of their signing this treaty. Now, as I say, I don't know exactly how we ought to get every country which has any nuclear capacity and agree to this. A lot of the woods that you know are in the high agree to this periodic inspection.
One of the objections has been that we asked the second class countries to agree to it when the Western European countries haven't agreed.
I agree with that, but I mean, you know, if we have an interest in you, we need to regulate it.
But as Abbott is already on record as desiring nuclear free Africa, and Egypt is in Africa, so you have something to approach there. I wouldn't let the Soviet countries hold you back. If you could make a multilateral approach to other countries so that Egypt does not feel it's being singled out as part of the general operation, I think that would make it much easier and more tolerable.
Well, the other thing would be to see if we could get them to state any unneeded intentions on a number of matters, particularly on Israel. Put that, and the more he would say, the more helpful would be. I'd like to get those remarks he made yesterday, and if you could paraphrase those, we might give you more attention here. You're familiar with his Fatherstein Amendment, are you? Any problems about that over there?
Well, the only problem about this is this curious phrase of preparation with the intention to do something. How you judge this, and how you assure that Israeli intentions of invading the Arab country of the United States. Before I left, I told the President that there would be some very sharp things said about Egypt this summer in the congressional debate, and that Egypt ought to brace itself for them, that they would discount a number of these because they came from sources that were consistently in support of Israel, such as Keating, Javits, et al., but that there were also going to be some very sharp criticisms voiced by people who are not motivated by this. And I thought they ought to read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest this. And that when I came back, I would have my own analysis of these criticisms, which I wanted to go over with the President and raise the question as to the public image that Egypt is creating, not among pro-Israelis, but among American senators of the Excision 5.
Two minutes, 34 seconds excised.
One more problem before we leave, and that is the question of BG's letter of 2.5 months ago asking for a security guarantee. We haven't answered it, and they're asking us every week on the week, where is it? Now, we have the problem of how we stall.
Did they answer my statement in the press conference?
This was a letter of the 12th of May, or the 8th of May. Yes, it was just after.
Well, except his letter was written before the 8th.
Yes, he really wrote you two letters. The first one asking for the joint guarantee with the Soviets. You went back and said that won't wash. Then he came back to you and said, well, what about a unilateral U.S. guarantee? And then he came up with
the May 8th letter.
Don't you think, however, we do need an interim reply to keep the dialogue going?
It's been so long. I refer to it in a
Is that echo, is it a
echo?
Echo, does that require an answer?
No, in fact, it's just an interim answer to us.
Why he could get it out of the blue 2 months later, they can take you in.
But we can wait until he's promised us now a definitive answer. He just sent us an interim letter. When the definitive answer comes in, we can go back to him again on that.
And all day on a diplomatic circuit, when you get this question, well, I think we have been saying that we don't really see how we can consider the security thing. We have any understanding on that as it was understood, I guess.
Well, you're the only thing now, and now we're confident, I think we ought to say that we've been under the impression that the President's May 8th statement dealt with that.
I don't think we can really say that. If they came back post May 8th and they said, in effect, BG's second letter to you was that neither your first response nor the May 8th.
What do they want?
They want security guarantee, military aid, a joint plan, and
they want whatever they can get in that department.
Right. Now, we may not want to give this to them, but we've got the problem, how do we file them off? How do we stall them? Should we stall them? Should we get them a dialogue?
Yeah, what is the Middle East yesterday?
I think we should get a letter to Expo fairly quickly. I was hoping that we get a reply on that first Tuesday. That's right. We want to keep them as separate as we can.
Oh, there
is. Obviously, it's trying to connect them.
Certainly, right.
We had a letter of stuff which we weren't satisfied with. It was too argumentative. I think that to the extent that this can be some rather casual way to handle this, so I prefer to see it done that way with a formal letter months later.
Let's wait on that. I think we got to. I think our argument will be made as far as the President can go without the inviting the Soviet Union in with a guarantee, which put them back. I mean, all the reasons why we think this is the best way to leave it, particularly now, and the military threat to them isn't as obvious as the unity problem. So I mean,
I think we should push much harder at this stage on the part.
Yeah, we do. We do have, to some extent, a new situation arising in connection with this test on agreement, because I think we find a general popular reaction over the world that will be very, very good to release certain of the tensions of this for the moment. And there will be a big drive as to who signs up. If Israel is among the first steps, there may be some evidence of an intention with regard to their Dimona operation.
We're a special case. We're the only country that's surrounded by 100 million hostiles, etc.
Well, if they hold back, then I think we've got a new situation, because then this is some confession on their part that they do it.
I think they're very well tied up to continue to work. That's what I think they'll probably do.
Sure, thank you, Mr. Dahl. Extraordinary circumstances. What do you think?
Going to need it. We don't want to let them say it's just a sign of suspicion. That's why we've got to accompany in these countries as to the extent possible before they get a vested interest in this international inspection business. They all accept it.
This international inspection applies only to reactors, which would not apply in any circumstance where they receive material from another country.
Can we write to the French and ask them, I know, could Rush say what have you made with an inspection?
Sure.
They haven't permitted us because of your relationship. You might be able to give us an idea. Thank you.